to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are joined by one of my colleagues at the Center for Security Policy. He is our Vice President for Government Relations. He is a man with an extraordinary background in and understanding of the very serious business of political warfare. He has a PhD, in fact, which he has been using to educate a lot of us, including at the graduate school level in a number of capacities, about the practice of political warfare, particularly in the hands of America's enemies. And one example of that, it seems to me, is the partnership between George Soros and the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are two entities that have, for quite some time, or individuals in the case of Soros, but his Open Societies Institute, that have been advancing aggressively through political warfare the agenda of the hard left. And I wanted to chat with Mike about how this now has come to light in connection with a grant issued by the State Department under President Trump to the Soros operation and to the Southern Poverty Law Center to help teach British students about how we counter violent extremism and the like in this country. And Mike, it's so good to have you with us. What do you make of this? I mean, Soros and the Southern Poverty Law Center would not seem to me to be the kinds of places that Donald Trump would fancy propping up or providing taxpayer resources to. What's going on here?
Well, it's really more of the same, Frank. Nobody's on watch at the State Department, and nobody in Congress is practicing oversight of the State Department. You have two very absentee committee chairmen in the House and Senate who've been giving the State Department a free pass on most things.
That would be Ed Royce in the House and Bob Corker in the Senate, just to put names to it.
Yeah, and you know, Ed Royce is finishing up his term as chairman of the committee, and he's basically let the Democrats run the committee. He's let Elliot Engel, the senior Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, run the place. And so the State Department has been given a free pass to do what it wants. This is really normal procedure to see that George Soros has merged operations with the State Department.
But what does it mean in terms of essentially enabling those who are most deeply opposed to President Trump, and I would argue America for that matter, to be not only legitimated in this fashion, but actually to be getting taxpayer money for their operations? Mike, you know a lot about this countering violent extremism program. You might talk a little bit about that and how invidious this, and insidious for that matter, this kind of grant could be.
Right. And it also provides a wonderful prestige to these British high school kids. It's going to get them motivated for the rest of their lives. I remember when I was in high school, I was 17, I was an exchange student to South America, and it changed my life, and it got me involved in foreign policy and national security my whole life. And it's gotten me involved at first fighting communism and then fighting terrorism and standing up for national security overall. So these things are life-changing events to pick what the State Department intends to be the cream of the crop of British kids, and what the Soros people intend to train lifelong community organizers at high school age in the United Kingdom to borrow from the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Soros Open Society Institute the strategy and tactics used to fight so-called hate crimes in the UK using the American standards of hate crimes, which is a real nightmare when you think of it, because British defamation law and harassment law is such that actual terrorists and international gangsters can use that law to sue good people who try to expose them and fight them.
Under the rubric of hate speech, indeed it is. Mike, speaking of Latin America and your expertise there, I did want to ask you about Ambassador Todd Robinson, a man who has been a career Foreign Service officer, formerly the ambassador of the United States to Guatemala, and now effectively the ambassador, I guess the chargé, but with his ambassadorial rank, he brings a lot of prestige to it, to Venezuela. Who is Todd Robinson, and how did he comport himself in Guatemala? And should it give us real concern about what he's likely to do in a country that is, at the brink of bankruptcy and perhaps a lot worse, with great implications for our national interests?
Sure. Well, this issue with Ambassador Todd Robertson is another way that the senior elements of the U.S. Foreign Service are subverting our very system. Robinson is a dyed-in-the-wool George Soros protege. He's a senior Foreign Service officer, but he is also a U.S. ambassador. He was confirmed by the Senate to be Barack Obama's ambassador to Guatemala. He's been moved now after pushing the Soros agenda and teaming up to fund and equip community organizers and radical lawyers to disrupt Guatemalan politics. He's now been transferred over to run our embassy in Venezuela, a collapsing regime where you need a really sharp, hard-nosed ambassador to help wreck the Cuban-backed elements of what's left of that regime. Instead, you're putting a pro-Cuba activist Foreign Service officer in there with the rank of ambassador, but he's not going in as ambassador. He's going in as chargé, which is the number two post. That means he doesn't need to be approved by the Senate. So he's going in behind the back of the Senate to run the U.S. embassy in a very important oil-producing country.
And it's a very delicate time, needless to say. Well, this it raises the question, Mike, is the State Department under Rex Tillerson completely unmoored from the Trump administration and actively subverting its foreign policy? What's going on there?
Yeah, the State Department is completely out of control. And it's not just a Tillerson problem that Tillerson can fix, although Tillerson has done a very poor job of reining in these rogue Foreign Service officers. You know, as the case of Robinson goes, the guy gets promoted to a vital post. Keep in mind that of the Foreign Service personnel, who State Department personnel who gave campaign contributions in the last cycle, 99% of them, 99% contributed to Hillary Clinton. That is not representative of America.
Yeah, that's not representative of America. It certainly is not representative of Donald Trump's administration and the choice the American people made to entrust their, you know, international policies as well as domestic policies to Mr. Trump's care. Mike, there have been reports about one other thing, and I just want to touch base with you on this. I don't know that we've got confirmation on it, but would it surprise you, given all that we've just said, that the president might wind up with a slate of people on what's known as the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, or PIAB, who are also not aligned with his thinking on things? The names that have been bruited about of late are people like Mike Morrell, the former acting director of the Central Intelligence Agency, and Michel Flournoy, the undersecretary of defense for policy under Barack Obama. Even Condoleezza Rice. Just what's your thought on what this might mean in terms of intelligence oversight and fidelity to the vision of the President of the United States?
Yeah, I've heard these rumors too, and if they're true, it's another really terrible thing of the establishment taking over the national security apparatus of the country. And I don't know of any solid people who have been nominated to the President's Intelligence Advisory Board who have accepted. So it's a really bad sign.
Yeah. Personnel is policy, as you know so well. And Mike Waller, what we're dealing with here is another case in a moment when we're seeing lots of evidence, as we talked about with Joe DiGenova earlier, of people who are not loyal to this president subverting him. Why on earth he would entrust these sorts of sensitive positions to people who will not be, I'm quite confident, is utterly beyond me. We have to leave it at that. Mike Waller, thank you so much for joining us and for the work you do at the Center for Security Policy. I know you'll keep it up, and I hope you come back to us often in 2018. Hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.